I think the main thing is that you have to, well, it's based on the fact that most of these spirits are confused. They really don't know that their bodies have died. So the major thing we have to do is to convince them that they are not the person that they're possessing, that that's not their name, that's not who they are, they're somebody else, they have a different name, that they had a different life before. And then you tell them, and it's sometimes shocking to them, that their physical bodies died. But the good news is that they did not die, and we don't die, just the physical bodies died. So that's the main thing that you tell them, and that you have joined the person that you're possessing at one point, and ask them if they can remember that, and also to ask them if they can remember the last time when they were in their own physical body and what happened to it. And so, in other words, that is the point there being that you're trying to bring them out of denial, to have them understand what happened, because I believe that most of these possessing spirits don't realize that their bodies have died. So that's the main point, that your body is dead and that you've joined, let's say, Mary, and you're possessing her or John, whatever the person's name is, but you're not that person. And then thirdly, that you're really harming yourself by being with John or Mary. You're keeping yourself from the very beautiful life that you could be having. And also that you're harming Mary or John. You're harming that person. And I know that if I'm talking to the person, I say, I know that you're not, that's not your goal to hurt that person, but you are. But mainly you're hurting yourself. And the very best thing for you to know is that your loved ones are here, and they are trying to help you. Your loved ones who from the other side, and maybe if you were married, your husband, your wife, or your mother, your father, or somebody you love and trust is here at always, and they've been trying to help you for a long time. And then you talk beside that. Now you have to convince them of why they should leave, because they're quite comfortable sometimes in the body they're possessing. But you're going to be in a perfect body, in a prime of life. And if you're male, let's say you're possessing a female, you're going to be in a perfect male body. And if you're female, you'll be in a beautiful female body. And you can get on with your life and have everything that you want. Where you're going, there's nothing to fear. There's no such thing as hell. Because if there were, and you were supposed to go to hell, you would have been there, right?
So, that's right. In other words, you're supposed to.
Yeah, you're kind of, it's like selling them on the idea that it's wonderful to leave. And then look for the white light. Look out beyond Mary or John. Look out and see that white light. It is there. And if you don't see it, at least you'll see your loved ones and go with them. And then I like to say some kind of blessing, and it can be a Christian blessing, or it could just be like go in peace and light and love. And also, if a person is doing it for themselves, they could say, I don't give you permission to be with me. I insist that you leave, and I forgive you, but I want you to go now. And often, a very simple thing like that can result in a freedom from a possession that may have gone on for years and years and years. And
just that simple.
Sometimes it just takes a few minutes.
Why would it work that simply?
Because you're helping the person to realize what happened to them, that their physical body died, and then you're telling them that they have a wonderful life, so why should they stay in this body or harm this person? Now, let's say that they're possessing an older person. Well, why should you be in this older person's body when you can be in a young, perfect body of your own? In other words, you sell them on the idea of going.